Joining us on the line this afternoon for our Tech Talk Tuesday is Tienus Jansen van Rensburg of bandwidthblog.co.za. Tienus, welcome to Smile FM this afternoon, my friend.
Thank you very much. How are you doing?
Yeah, not too bad, not too bad. Not as excited as all the iPhone lovers out there. Look, I'm still into my Android, but a whole range of new iPhones recently launched, and you've got the scoop.
That's right. So last week was iPhone week, and it's always obviously one of the most anticipated tech events of the year. And Apple brought us the new iPhone 14 range. And yeah, there's a lot of interesting things here. We got the iPhone 14, 14 Plus, 14 Pro, and 14 Pro Max.
Okay, so there's obviously they have their own distinct features, but in general, what's your thoughts?
Yeah, look, it was very interesting. So there's a couple of really interesting changes, but a couple of disappointing ones as well. So the iPhone 14 is very much a rehash of last year's iPhone 13. And yes, they don't change their design very often, but the problem this year is it's essentially the same phone as last year. They're using the same A15 Bionic chip that was in last year's 13 Pro. So they don't get the new A16 chip that's in this year's Pro models. And it's the first time they've done this. So they haven't really said why, but from a couple of reports, we see that, you know, we obviously had the chip shortage, which is only starting to ease now. And they still had a lot of these A15 chips from last year to actually use. So they're using that in the iPhone 14 and iPhone 14 Plus. Now, it's interesting, the 14 Plus is a new addition to the range. Last year and the year before, we had a mini model. I don't know if you remember that.
Yeah, yeah.
Which came in about $100 cheaper than the 13. They dropped the mini because it didn't sell at all. It only sold about 2 or 3% of the entire iPhone sales for the year. So they thought, instead of making a smaller one, let's make a bigger one, which they did now with a 14 Plus. It's the first time we have this Plus model on the baseline. Exactly the same specs as the 14. It's just a bigger screen. It's going to be interesting to see how this one sells. Pre-orders, the numbers are in, and it doesn't look good. It seems like the 14 Plus is also going to be the worst-selling model. But then, obviously, the exciting part is the Pros. Now, the 14 Pro, it's the same size as last year, but they're dropping the notch. So they've had the notch since the iPhone 10, or some people call it the iPhone X, and the notch is gone. So now what they've got is this little pull-shaped cutout in the screen, kind of similar to what Android does with its cutouts on its selfie cameras.
That's right.
But they're actually making it really interesting and useful. So they're calling it the Dynamic Island. Of course, Apple has to name everything. and the Dynamic Island actually has some really cool software features around it. So as an example, let's say you're listening to a podcast or to a song, it'll actually use that black space where that cutout is and give you some information there just around it to tell you it's playing, what the progress is of the song or the podcast. And you can actually interact with that part of the display and you can hit it and it'll expand and give you more information. So that dead space, they're actually making very, very useful, which is really exciting to people that have complained about the notch for the last, you know, 4 or 5 years that they've had it now. So those are the big changes. The 14 Pro and the 14 Pro Max, same sizes as last year. It's got a new display. It can still do 120 hertz up to 2000 nits. It's the brightest cell phone display in the world. And what's very useful this time around is that ProMotion technology has evolved and now it can go down to 1 frame per second refresh rate, which means that you're going to save even more battery life. The iPhones from last year, the Pro models, were the best performing batteries in the market by a country mile, and I think it's going to be even better this year.
Fantastic. So all in all, you know, when you look at the whole range, the Pro models, that's where the real changes took place. Tienus, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
All the best. That's your Tech Talk Tuesday here on Smile FM.